Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Anthony Hans, H-A-N-S. Anthony Hans is a 54-year-old male who reports he injured his left foot at work on 12122. Appeared on that occasion it was run over by a forklift. Appeared he did go to the emergency room afterwards. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be an open fracture of the left great toe and a closed fracture of the left fifth metatarsal. Paired this was treated with a boot, but no surgery. Paired at this juncture, he understands his injuries have healed. Paired he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He does admit to sustaining a laceration on his head in approximately 2010. He's treated with sutures placed at Cooper Hospital. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Mr. Hans was attended to by BLS personnel on 12122 and taken to Cooper Hospital emergency room. Period. He had several x-rays done to be inserted here. Period. He was evaluated by Dr. Gutowski, G-U-T-O-W-S-K-I, who learned his left foot and toes were run over by a forklift at work just prior to arrival. Bleeding was controlled by EMS personnel. Period. He was found to have an open wound and fat herniation at the base of the great toe. Paired there were erythematous toes, common tenderness, palpation of the fifth dorsal aspect of the foot. Paired sensation and pulses were intact. Paired range of motion was limited, secondary to pain. And capillary refill was intact. Paired there was no exposed bone seen. Paired he didn't go laboratory studies as well. And was diagnosed with a crush fracture of the great toe and a fracture of the base of the fifth metatarsal. Appeared he was seen by orthopedics and was placed in a postoperative shoe and discharged to home in a non-weight-bearing capacity. Appeared he did receive ANSEF while in the emergency room and was prescribed oral Keflex to take afterwards. Appeared his wound was washed out and wrapped. Period. Their final diagnoses were closed, non-displaced fracture of the fifth metatarsal bone of the left foot and open non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the left great toe. Period. New paragraph. And underline this, the treatment just described was performed by Dr. Patel. Paired, he did undergo orthopedic evaluation by Dr. Gutowski that same day. Period. She also learned he had a chronic history of onchomycosis to all of his toenails on his left foot, for which he has seen podiatry in the past. Paired, he had been unable to take any medications for this due to the risk of liver damage from his hepatitis C. Period. He then was examined, including the left foot, which showed diffuse swelling to its dorsum, as well as the phalanges of his left foot with hyperemia. Paired, onchomycosis was seen involving all of the nails of the left foot. Paired, a laceration was present in the first web space with slight oozing of sanguineous drainage, but no purulent drainage or pulsatile bleeding. Paired, he had minimal tenderness palpation about the great toe and fifth metatarsal. Paired, range of motion of the foot. Testing was deferred secondary to his fractures. Paired. New paragraph. On 12722, he was seen again by orthopedics, but a physician assistant named Mr. Palumbo, P-A-L-U-M-B-O, period. He gave another diagnosis of toe dislocation, but did not specify which toe, period. In addition to the fractures, he had hammer toe deformities, period. He continued on antibiotic and analgesic medication, period. Mr. Hans followed up in this group over the next few months. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. Ongoing care continued through 8/3/22. Period. This quick note indicated he had reached maximum medical improvement and had been released to duty. Period. The visit prior to this was on 5/26/22. Period. X-rays demonstrated evidence of stable and well-maintained alignment with interval healing. Period. He stated the pain had completely resolved. Period. He was out of the orthopedic boot and was wearing work boots on a daily basis. Period. He has increased his activity level with biking and walking. Period. Clinical exam, this time by Dr. Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, found diffuse tenderness about the left foot, which was improving. Period. There were no other abnormalities described. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, there were spotty areas of depigmentation on the upper extremities. Period. There was callus formation, dirty palms, and dirt under his fingernails. Period. Extremities lower. There was a foul smell to his feet. Period. He had onchomycosis of all of his toenails. Period. He also had several hammer toes on the right from toes 2 to 4 and on the left from 2 to 5, which was somewhat stiffer. Period. Motion of the feet, ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbosacral normal. Gait maneuvers normal. He was able to jump up and down multiple times without discomfort. Impressions. On 1/21/22, Anthony Hahn's left foot was struck by a forklift while at work. Period. He was taken by EMS personnel to the emergency room, where his clinical exam showed a laceration, swelling, and tenderness. Period. X-rays identified fractures, as noted above. Period. His wound was cleansed and dressed, and he was seen by orthopedics. Period. He was placed into an orthopedic boot and on medications. Period. He followed up afterwards with orthopedics and saw various providers over the next few months. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Period. At the time of his last exam on 8/3/22, he denied having any pain. Changed that from 8/3/22 to 5/26/22. 26-22. Period. New paragraph. His current exam found he had onychomycosis of his toenails, consistent with the documented history of them before the subject event. Period. However, he had been unable to take medications due to his history of hepatitis B. Period. His toes he had bilateral hammer toes on the left more than the right. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and could walk on his heels and toes without difficulty. Period. Provocative gait maneuvers were normal, and he was able to jump up and down multiple times and single foot stand and hop. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated using the sixth edition. 4. Non-displaced fracture of the fifth toe and non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the left great toe with left foot crush injury. Period. His completion of the pain disability questionnaire and lower limb outcome scale were very low and indicative of minimal symptoms or interference in his activities. Period. End.